Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, January 12th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to continue our discussion of the recent terrorist events in France. What is being done about it? What can be done about it? What should be done about it? The Prime Minister of France, Manuel Valls, that's the Prime Minister, not President Francois Hollande, the Prime Minister, declared on Saturday that France was at war with radical Islam. He did this after the sieges that led to the deaths of three gunmen and four hostages the day before, and as the authorities mounted their hunt for the suspected accomplice. Quoting the Sunday New York Times, quote, "It is a war against terrorism, against jihadism, against radical Islam, against everything that is aimed at breaking fraternity, freedom, solidarity," end quote. Those are the words of Mr. Valls. Well, strong words indeed in Mr. Valls' speech, and I'm sure meant to rally the French people. Not a lot of political correctness in those words, but some, as we will see. Was it war then, as Mr. Valls said? Was it really war or just a crime made into war to beget more war? How do the French make war since it's been declared? How do they make war? We will see. I'm not at all certain, though, that what happened in Paris was as it appears. Now we learn that the police chief investigating the attack shot himself to death as he was preparing his report. He just got depressed, I guess, over all he had seen. But he killed himself. Did he learn something about this investigation? What was in his report? I wonder, folks. I'm sure we will never know. Meanwhile, the French government said it would put 500 additional troops on the streets over the weekend. Those are additional to the already thousands out there to prepare for the big unity rally in Paris on Sunday and across France, in which an estimated 4 million people gathered in the streets of France with their signs to show support for the news magazine Charlie Hebdo. Leaders from around the world, including even Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority leader, and Mr. Netanyahu from Israel, they all came. Not President Obama, though. No, he was absent. He was watching the NFL playoffs instead. Signs aren't bullets, though, are they? Signs don't kill any terrorist or evict any jihadist or secure any borders. Those things usually have to be done by people with guns. After all, war means people with guns. It means troops in the streets of our cities. Is force the answer, then? Are guns and bullets going to achieve victory over the ever-strengthening Islamic efforts to conquer the world with their ideology? I point out that we are still at war in Iraq and Afghanistan after 13 years of guns, bullets, and force. We've now spent more than 13 post-9/11 years trying to bring a passive, politically correct way to deal with, quote, radical Islam, as opposed to the peaceful, moderate form of Islam that we so cherish, along with a forceful effort to impose democracy on the Muslim world, apparently thinking that the right to vote would turn the Islamists into peaceful people. I'm certain the Mideast wars have been a big boost to Islam in its recruitment for its jihadist armies. So onward goes the Islamic effort at world conquest. They want to conquer the world with their ideology. They take governments by force where they can. They conquer in the Middle East and Africa. They stage civil wars and brutal terroristic attacks. They send children into markets with bombs strapped to them and kill dozens of people. These things make what happened in Paris pale in comparison. They conquer by immigration, with millions coming to Europe and to America. France now about 7.5% Muslim. We in the West are appalled by the Paris attacks, but we fail to understand it is a small skirmish in a worldwide conflict, a skirmish that will bring new recruits to the global jihad. I just read where people are demonstrating in Afghanistan in support of the people who murdered in Paris. Surely, here in America, President Obama is doing something, something to protect us, something to resist these efforts. Well, yes, he is. He will invite allies to a February 18th security summit in Washington to try and prevent violent extremism. Attorney General Eric Holder will be there. He said, quote, "We will bring together all of our allies to discuss ways in which we can counteract this violent extremism that exists around the world." But he did not name it. He did not say what kind of extremism or what is causing it. Talk and more talk, probably about Tea Party members and constitutionalists. People in Europe, even here in America, grow tired of it. There is a tremendous awakening in Europe, especially France. Nationalism is growing. I didn't say extremism. I said nationalism, about the desire to defend our culture and our way of life. France, as I said, now 7.5% Muslim, has been Islamicized to some degree. European leaders are timidly starting to discuss, at least, the possibility that Islamic immigration could be limited. The war against radical Islam is misplaced, for Islam itself is the problem. All the violence we are seeing now is part of an effort to remake the world into an Islamic domain. It is, in other words, a war for global conquest. There is no tolerance in Islam, as some say. There never has been, despite what the talking heads on TV tell us. Islam is not tolerant. It requires submission, and it always has submission one way or another. From the beginning of Islam in conquered lands, people have three choices. One, convert to Islam. Two, pay a tax to Islam, which is a passive form of submission. Three, be put to death. But all must submit, either overtly or passively. The Islamic State now just kills people. They don't even honor the tax. Finally, folks, what should we do? Well, we could start with facing the truth, the honest truth. That would be a good start. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.